Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses are what we want for November. I had a little frost here at the farm last night. First one of the season. In fact, it's chilly. I went outside, but it's good. It's invigorating in a sense. I don't like it because it slows down. It means nothing will grow anymore because it's been snapped by the frost. So the corn will stop growing in the grass will stop growing, so you gotta get it all harvested and get it in so it has some nutritional value. But there is something. I just went outside. Excuse me, yeah. Took a deep breath to clean out my lungs. And that's kinda what it does. It's very invigorating. Certainly if you're having a problem waking up and there's frost on the pumpkin, then you go outside, take a big deep breath and cough it out a little bit because the allergies are still there. As a matter of fact, after the frost, sometimes the stuff that, in my case, I'm allergic to becomes more of an issue.
Because
it's no longer organic. It's just there. Dust everywhere. And if you're smart, and if I guess I'm not that smart, you have to eliminate. Hard to get food for the cows, though, without being out in the grass, unless you go buy it. I like to control what I feed to the cows, so I know what the quality is. So it's it's the same thing as we have on the Food Farm Family Report.
Yeah.
The recall leg of that dog food. Come on. They tell you to throw it away, dispose of it, destroy it. No. That's the most outrageous claim. Any company that suggests don't do business with them ever again. Because they're not concerned about you. They're concerned about them.
That they don't care about you getting money back. Yeah, they just don't want to be consumed and then an illness or a possible death. And then sue them. Exactly.
Right.
Well, and here's the kicker, too. And it seems like there are more warnings of do not feed this to your pets, do not feed this to your pets, than there is for humans when there are recalls for our food, where it's just as simple like, hey, this is happening in it. Don't consume it. People actually have the audacity to get their pet some food, find out that there's a recall for some situation, and actually think, you know what, I already bought it. I'm just going to finish this bag, and then I'll get them a new one. Have an animal. Do not have a pet if you are going to be like that. My goodness.
Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. One of the other things that you ought not to do as you start your day, you go through your work, you go through relationships, you go, even go to the grocery store, go wherever it is that you go. There's always another person there, right? Or other people. And I wonder how generous you are to folks who sometimes are different than you are. Are you always comparing yourselves to other people? Do you see what they're doing and maybe you're better off than they are? Or maybe they're better off than you are. And then people, somebody's better looking, right? Or maybe they have more money, or maybe they have more friends, or maybe they're smarter than you are. And then you start thinking, I should be like that. Why aren't I like that? You know what? Be thankful for what you have, because not all of us are the same.
We're
some people are here to inspire.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just saying there are hidden battles. And then I said, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, there are. Yeah, there are. And you check your ego at the door. And, when it comes to other people, just take care of yourself. That's a big job, right? Don't you know? Taking care of yourself, spirit, mind, body, and taking care of the people that you care about and not worrying about or gossiping about. Even though we do every day, we spend some time on social media stuff talking about the gossipy stuff that others are talking about, this is a conversation program, so it's about what people are talking about. Do I like all the things that we talk about? No, not at all. There's a lot of stuff that I talk about. I feel like I have to sort of put a spin on it, but I don't like it.
But I think we also make it known of like...
Yeah, we do.
There are some celebrity gossip things where we even ask ourselves, why does anybody care about this? Why is anybody talking about this? Why are we talking about this? And I feel like sometimes that's the more important part of the conversation, pointing out, like, why does anybody care?
Well, in the case of Matthew Perry, at this point,
the
guy's still dead. And whatever you go through, I will tell you one thing, however, that has started to circulate, and it may or may not be true. I'm not going to judge. I'm going to pass it along to you, and you tell me what you think. You can always share with us on any of our social media, by the way, at Good Day Networks, or by dialing up and leaving a comment at 855-999-DOUG. The rumor, or rumor has it, I'm going to put this, not the rumor, but rumor has it that Matthew Perry died of complications of having a COVID shot. Think about that for a moment. Have you asked yourself, see, this is kind of the going around the barn to get into the barn. There is a lot of talk about what happened, but there's no final result of the autopsy. Have you noticed that? There's nobody, he had a heart attack, he drowned, but they keep saying that there's more to come. And so now there are those, and maybe it's just a conspiratorialist, but there are others who give credence to how dangerous these shots were.
And I keep hearing mixed things where some issues are a result of the COVID vaccine itself. I hear other things where issues are the result of the COVID, the different COVID variants. And so it just seems like no matter what it is, whether it is the virus itself or the vaccine itself, it just seems like everything keeps revolving around COVID still.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a great controversy. Okay, if you are a traveler and you're going to someplace in California for Thanksgiving like I am, I'm going to California for this weekend for my birthday, there are a couple of super volcanoes that are not together, but scientists are looking at these two separate volcanoes on two different continents that are coming to life, if you will. There's one in southern Italy called the Campi-Fiegri volcano that has for a long time been dormant. And then there's a volcano in eastern California near Mammoth Mountain. This is a place where there have been small earthquakes and this sort of thing. And earthquakes usually happen, whether you realize it or not, around the mountains, volcanoes, because it's volcanic activity that in most cases causes the seismic activity. It's one and the same. So if things are happening under the surface, like 70, 80 miles down, sometimes down to 140 miles under the surface of the, there's a skin on the planet that's down about 70 miles. And then under that, there's the molten lava that sort of pops up and is here and there. And that's what, like a pimple that you explode on your face. I know that's kind of a gross comparison, but that's what it is. Volcanoes are pimples on the face of the planet. And every once in a while, they, like, you squeeze the... I'm not going to make that comparison still, but you understand what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah. We all had them as kids. Some people have them as adults even. So they're both called super volcanoes, though. And this, if you understand what that term means, describes a volcano that at one time or another has erupted and has pushed out 240 million miles worth of material. Good God. Can you imagine? But most of it flows, in California's case, I don't think that's not going to go, it doesn't go on to the end of the ocean. If it goes in the ocean, no big deal. And I'm not sure exactly where this Italian volcano is. But what do you think about first when you think about an eruption like this? A lot of people think that it's going to be the end of civilization, right? This is a big explosion.
Think about
there's so much energy behind it. And there are some that are obviously more explosive than others. And these, that's why they call these super volcanoes. You can look at pictures from the NASA website and see where the activity, they've got shots of from the satellites of what's going on with these two. And so, anyway, it's not far from Mount Vesuvius, which is a famous Italian volcano, right? I love these Italian names. It's near the port town of Paluzzi. Not far from Naples. So I think it'd be closer to the water. But anyway, it's just something else going on. Seismic activity. Like we didn't have enough on the planet. The stuff going on under the planet. Or under the skin of the planet. Not under the planet, but under the skin.
Mm-hmm. So think about how much magma is sitting just under.
Yeah.
Under
all that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's so much. You forget how large our world really is.
Yeah. Well, it's also... It's what's the word, the best word? It's volatile, right? The planet is volatile because of all the things going on it and in it. Two separate things. We have control, I think, over what goes on it, but we don't have any control over what goes on in it. And so anybody who claims that we're having volcanoes or we're having earthquakes because of global warming is nuts. They don't buy that. That's not what happens at all. What's going on under the surface cannot be connected in any way, shape, or form to what's going on in the atmosphere. Not at all. So don't fall into that. Some people will take anything and everything and blame it on global warming or climate change. Which is not certainly where I am. The volcanoes are kind of like people. They have their own personality. A big part of the vocabulary, which is called volcanology, is monitoring these volcanoes. Imagine spending your life just looking at needles on a screen. Remember that movie? What was the movie that Paul Giamatti played the... It was a movie about a volcano. I'm trying to remember.
But what's in my head right now is Joe versus Volcano. Tom Hanks, way back in the day. And who else was that?
Right.
Meg Ryan? No, that wasn't Meg Ryan. Who else was that?
Was Meg Ryan in there? Meg Ryan's in a new movie, first one in the past 8 years. It'll be interesting to see how that does at the box office. Kind of a romantic comedy with David Duchovny. 18 after here on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. No, it's not. It's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I got two different hats to wear following the same subject matter because I like to have, we have an hour with the ladies on the Good Day program and we review the charts. In this case, we're doing the week of October 30th to November the 3rd with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The Israeli situation, I think, deserves a little bit more because it's so important. A couple of different ways of looking at this. Number one is the war itself, but number four is the new speaker, Mr. Johnson's agenda. And what he did during the week was to get an approval. This is something that a lot of people thought, yep, we ought to do this. Separate out the bills so that you know exactly what you're voting on, what you're passing, what you're not voting for, this sort of thing. So he took out the aid to Israel and put it on the dais for itself, the $14.3 billion in aid for military operations so that it could be voted on, not in a package of aid that went to Ukraine and some other thing for electric cars and all of that stuff that gets thrown together. So I think from my perspective anyway, Johnson becoming speaker and the confidence that he seems to have had as a leader, I mean, I don't like a lot of his political philosophy, but you can't like everything. I think that this is something that the public, if they know what's going on, has been crying for a long time, Michael.
You're talking about ending the so-called chaos.
Well, in putting the chaos in voting, with a lot of these people, they don't know what they're voting for. They never see the bill. They don't. Their aides don't know really, so they just do what the speaker tells them to do, or what the party leadership tells them: vote for this bill or don't vote for the bill. And so you have a few people that are controlling the whole show, which is the antithesis of what our government is supposed to be about.
Yeah, so, and, you know, party politics is very powerful in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, too, but especially in the House, where there's such a razor-thin difference between the majority and the minority. So, it's political, and you make a couple of good points. The problem is, you said you don't agree necessarily with his political philosophy.
And, no, he's too much of a Trumper.
It's supposed to ultimately come down to that.
Yeah.
You know,
deniers and stuff. Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to, at least they are able to know what it is they don't know about, or at least they are able to know what it is that they're being pressured into voting for. Then we really have problems. So I get what
there's
you're
an
saying,
old,
but we're in trouble.
The expression is, "I know what I don't know." A lot of times, people don't know what they don't know. And right. So that becomes more dangerous than if you know what you don't know. It's not like double.
But actually, they're very simple in their thinking and very clear. What they know is that they have to go along to get along.
And then they have to get reelected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's all
that.
Yeah.
And so they have to keep the party leadership happy with them, and they have to be able to present a face to their constituents back home in some district. So they can get reelected, or God forbid they get primaried.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't go along with the party leadership, which ultimately in this case at the GOP is Donald Trump, they can get primaried and not even have a chance to run.
Yeah.
They are real suck ups, to say the least.
Yeah,
the average politician.
They want to be part of the. They want to be part of the group. They want to be part of the clan. They want to be part of the in crowd, and so they sacrifice everything else, including representing you, as they are supposed to do. They spend their money sucking up or on the phone raising money, campaign contributions. That's what they spend their time on. 28 after, it's pretty cynical, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clear skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a warning for Iran and any militia groups it backs that tries to expand the Israel-Hamas war.
We will take every necessary step to protect our people. We're not looking for conflict with Iran. We've made that very clear. But we'll do what's necessary to protect our personnel, be they military or civilian.
The death toll has risen to at least 157 people following an earthquake Friday night in Nepal. The U.S. Geological Survey says 5.6 magnitude quake shook the northwestern part of the country just before midnight local time. About 170 people were injured in the quake, which caused landslides in the mountainous country. Pro-Palestinian protesters shook a White House fence and vandalized it last night, spraying red paint and chanting vulgarities at President Joe Biden. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
So I'll be gone till November. Said I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. You tell my girl you I'll be gone till November. January, February, March, April, May. I see you crying, but girl, I can't stay. I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November. And give a kiss to my mother.
Girl, I gotta leave.
No. Remember. All right, so what's going on here? This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. I just stuck my finger on it. You ever do that when the paper sticks together, you're working with something? Because I have all this stuff in front of me, all these computer screens, and I also, as you know, love to have things to look at, whether it be newspapers or some of the stories. And sometimes this, the paper just sticks together. So I know it's not a big problem, but it is. It gets in the way, excuse me, of me moving to the next focus, which is, in this case, a Buddhist monastery experiencing a true renaissance following a series of museum repatriations that brought about a lot of interest in this 900-year-old monastery. Wow. I love Buddhism. I think Buddha is the coolest thing. I think that Buddhism, the philosophy that Buddha brought about back in the, 11th, 12th, 13th century, the way that Buddha looks, or Buddhists look at reality, look at the world, the way their shrines are built. I have a head. What do they call it? Not a head. What do you call it when you have a head of some person?
It's a bust.
It's a bust. Mm-hmm. I have a bust of Buddha out on my backyard on a rock. And Buddha's there all the time looking at what's going on. And I have little Buddha statues here and there around in the house because I think that there is a philosophy there that we all might do well to live by. And it's the main philosophy of most religions. If you get down to the nitty-gritty, peace and love and harmony and things that are said, some of the artworks. As far as this concern, this monastery, a lot of this stuff was stolen. It's now back in the museums, and some of it was loaned to some museums. Right? I think a couple of U.S. museums had some of this stuff in it, and it's all been sent back over to this museum. Not really a museum, it's a monastery, but kind of like a museum. Ever been?
Mm-hmm.
This is an area of the world where I haven't really traveled as much as I would like to. This is the Indonesia, some of the places in Asia that you see beautiful pictures of. People go like Fiji, places like that. And then the story of, what's the name of that book? It was written in the 1930s. About Shangri-La. I forget it, but do you know the story of Shangri-La?
The book? From the book?
Well, no. What Shangri-La really is.
I mean, I know
is.
The actual place, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's in Tibet, on the other side of the Tibetan mountains, a place that you would go to live forever, so rumor has it. Anyway, but that part of the world is so peaceful, so quiet, so distant from the rest of the world, frankly, although I think the Chinese are trying to figure out how they can take it over. Leave it to them to try to mess up a good thing. Anyway, Chinese government. Do I have to put that in there? I suppose I should. I don't want to offend anybody. Heavens knows. The last thing I want to do is offend anybody. That's not what we're all about here. Okay, so now we have some teachers in the news today. In Portland, Oregon, teachers have kicked off a strike. They're complaining about the size of their classes. They're complaining about their pay. They're complaining about the resources that are available. So there are 45,000 students in Portland, which is Oregon's largest city. This is not anything that's new. Apparently, the teachers' salaries have not kept up with inflation, and the school system is not keeping up with the resources that are necessary. You see this happening all over the country, where the parent-teacher association goes out and have fundraisers to buy paper and to buy books and to buy... What are we paying taxes for? I think I would be asking that out there. I ask it here. The schools are closed now. There's not any classroom online going on. The union rep says the teachers are stressed about the whole situation. They don't want to be on strike, but it's the only way to advocate for their point of view. Nobody's paying any attention. School department, people run the city.
They're underpaid. The classes are oversized. Yeah. People want no child left behind. But when you have one teacher, one paraprofessional helping, and it's a class size of like up to 40 people, that's a hazard.
You know, I think about it. I had 41 people. There were three grades that I remember in elementary school. In the fourth grade, there were 41 students in my class. In the sixth grade, there were 46. And I thought what went on, and there was one person in the room, and that was it, the teacher. That was it. And so what's happened to mature this into an issue of, well, we want 23, no bigger than 23 children in the class, and we want teacher's aid.
Well, I think they realize not everybody had a chance to learn in a class that size. Not everyone gets the attention. And also noticing that students don't all learn the same way. Some do better more a hands-on approach. Some are better with visualizing, other auditory.
That is true. I agree with. All right, here's a high school teacher on leave after yelling, "Hail Satan!" She came to class dressed as the devil. Arizona high school teacher put on administrative leave following the allegation by students that she dressed like the devil, came into class, yelled, "Hail Satan!" All right. Was it Halloween? That was before Halloween, actually.
Yeah, it was a few days before Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, Zowie. What would happen? I was a teacher for 4 years. I was thinking of what I did on a couple of Halloween occasions and what we did, silly stuff. But you can't get today, I don't know that there's anything big.
I think it was a joke gone wrong. It was Halloween Spirit Week and all of that.
Yeah.
It's one thing to come with double horns and to be dressed as a devil, but then starting to yell the chants, I think it was just a joke that went too far.
So some of the students have said the teacher should be fired because of what she did. No.
But where's the education in that?
What, firing him?
Yeah, taking ownership, realizing that she did something wrong, and people make mistakes. This was
all right,
a mistake.
But so the complaining persons, this one kid is, "I'm a Christian, and this is obviously not good." Get a life.
Oh, the dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Lord. All right, now here's something that happened in the workplace that probably isn't good. Right? I think I can go out on a limb here and suggest to you the story of this pilot who now has been indicted for threatening the co-pilot, had a gun in the cockpit, and so the grand jury has indicted him. He intimidated his co-pilot with a gun during a flight. His name is Jonathan Dunn, indicted for interfering with the crew of a commercial airliner. This is something that took place late last year. Dunn, first officer, interfered with the performance of the crew by using a firearm to assault the captain. Disagreement about where the flight was going.
About a potential flight diversion because of a passenger's medical event. They had a disagreement, and so the first officer pulled out a firearm, which he was cleared to carry. But that just goes to show, how many times have we seen stuff like this where people actually get shot over a parking spot or something else where they are legally carrying their weapon, but they have a moment where they feel like they have to bring out their weapon.
He was no...
And it's not self-defense.
What a surprise. He was fired by Delta, and he's going to court this month. That's a story that's everywhere, it should be, frankly. All right, here's another one. This is from the legal department of the Good Day program. The trial of Caitlin Armstrong, the yoga instructor, accused of killing cyclist Anna Maria Wilson, I guess. So the opening statement started. She killed this yoga instructor, killed her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend out of jealousy. Huh? That's another example, right, of people going crazy. Well, so if you're not in a relationship, get a life. Move on. You're going to kill the guy if he doesn't want to be with you. Somehow or other.
He was with her. She was the current girlfriend. She killed the ex.
She killed the ex-girlfriend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what was the ex-girlfriend doing that made her jealous or made her worried about her status with the present boyfriend? I don't see anything in the story that suggests that she was around or he was paying attention to her. Is there? Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. So why did she go after this woman? Anyway.
I don't know, and then she basically spent a month on the run.
Yeah.
She was accused by authorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yep. Anyway. That's a strange world we live in, Master Jack, right? Here's the story about this. This is something that amazes me. 6-year-old kid shoots his teacher. This is the son. Remember the story? And the mother now has been...
Yeah, shot the teacher in the hand. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. She's going to be sentenced for felony child neglect. So the child got a hold of the gun and shot the teacher. It wasn't like it was a, you know, it didn't seriously injure the teacher, but she gets 5 years. Okay, is that adequate? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's adequate. The parents are responsible. You're gonna put the kid through 6 years old in jail because he shot the teacher?
Well, didn't we?
What I want to know is how the gun got to, where was the teacher? I don't remember this enough of the story to remember where the teacher was. Well, how the gun got into proximity of the teacher.
It was in the classroom.
Do you remember?
They were in the classroom, and the teacher had taken away the child's cell phone. And the child already had some disciplinary
situations.
I believe it was the cell phone, yeah. Or there was something, or he wanted to use her cell phone. There was something about a cell phone, and he had already threatened to bring a gun to school, and he did that day. Had it in his backpack. A couple students knew. They let... Right. Authority figures know in the school, and it was one of those things that nobody did anything. And even his mom, it was his mom or dad, I believe it was the child's mom, was even there that day having a meeting, was supposed to take the child back home with her, but ended up keeping him in school, and she left. And then that was when the shooting happened, and the teacher saved the rest of the classmates. But this child had already been accused of strangling another teacher, doing different things. There were definitely a lot of
issues. What the hell is this kid doing in a regular school? It should be in this kid should be
in
a special needs school somewhere way away from all the rest of them. The mother apparently was on marijuana, and that may have affected her judgment to a point, but wow. Imagine that in your circumstance in your school. Imagine that. Yeah. Or don't have them in the first place. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
All right, 43 at the hour, 17 for the new hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You have to see the wizards, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You'll find the end of the wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard was. If ever a wizard was, there was the wizard of Oz. He won because of the wonderful things he does. You have to see the wizards.
This is pretty recognizable stuff. It's time now for Chuck Curry to visit with us here on the Good Day program. Movie Moments, looking at what's around the historical factors like this one and what's going on this weekend. All right, so Chucker, what's going on with the Wizard of Oz?
Actually, this day in TV history, Doug, November 3rd, 1956, the Wizard of Oz made its TV premiere on CBS. Burt Lahr, who played the Cowardly Lion, and 10-year-old Liza Minnelli, the daughter of Judy Garland, introduced it to the home audience. I would assume that got a massive rating back in 1956, the first TV airing of one of the greatest, if not the greatest movie of all time, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, well, that's a subject of the debate, the critics and whoever else would be looking at that sort of thing. But certainly, I saw it. I think I only have seen it once, and
really?
I'm not sure that I really liked it. Nah, it didn't appeal to me. It just didn't. You know, everything's different with people. I was never a big fan of Gone with the Wind, frankly. I considered The Hunt for Red October to be a much better movie.
It's interesting you say that because Gone with the Wind was released in the same year, 1939. Same director, Victor Fleming, although they used many second unit directors who did multiple shooting because those movies were so extensive. I do think Gone with the Wind's a way too long movie, but pound for pound with today's dollar via inflation, Gone with the Wind is the most seen movie in a movie theater in the history of motion pictures, which is quite an accomplishment.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's fast forward to this weekend. What do you expect is going to be the big deal this weekend at the box office?
Well, I think it's Five Nights at Freddy's, which did $80 million last week at number one, blew past expectations, will most likely hold on to be the number one film. Having said that, I got a chance to watch it yesterday, and I got to tell you, Doug, I found this to be stunningly bad product. I thought it was listless direction, a head-scratching script. It was filled with a ton of backstory, and the movie that the video game audience is paying to see, this is not the movie they shot. It felt like I was watching an Irwin Allen TV movie of the 1970s, padded with needless backstory. Having said that, for some reason, they made this movie for kids. Like, it feels like a movie made for kids 15 and under, even 12 and under. They'll probably find it a very watchable time killer. But for the gaming audience, which I am not part of, by the way,
no.
I think it will be, I just have to believe they'll be massively disappointed in this movie. And if I was a production company, Blumhouse, I don't know why they didn't look at the dailies, because this is definitely not the product that should have been shot, edited, and released in theaters. Having said that, right, it's made a ton of money, and there'll be a sequel.
So the creator is around now, and I'm not quite sure what to make of that. Is this the first? No, it's been around for a while.
It's been around for a month. It's gotten a lot of good reviews. It's a visually dazzling film. I've not seen it. It's underperformed somewhat at the box office. And again, I think one of the big issues in the industry is you can't make a movie cheap. Although Five Nights at Freddy reportedly was produced for like $20 million. That's a good budget. But the movie you described, I think it was like an $80 million budget. It only opened to like $20 million. So movies need to get out quick or they're in financial.
What's the story with Divinity? What's the story? I'm
not familiar with it. I know Sofia Coppola. Priscilla. Yeah, Coppola. Priscilla opens in theaters. It's not a wide release, but not a small release.
Priscilla Presley.
It's right? Through her. It's a story of her and Elvis through her eyes. Two unknowns play Elvis and her in the film. It's gotten very good reviews.
I'd like to see that, frankly. There's another movie out called After Death, which looks kind of creepy. And then, what about the new romantic comedy, What Happens Later, the Meg Ryan thing? Isn't that out this weekend, David Duchovny?
I believe it is. That's going to be a small platform release. It's an interesting trailer. It looks like they shot it on one set in an airport, but she hasn't made a movie in quite some time. Actually, she looks good in this film. It's a nice trailer. I hope it has an interest. I mean, she was one of the bigger stars in her period, 80s, 90s, for certain. Yeah. She rivaled Julia Roberts for the male, the dominant female attraction at theaters.
All right, Chucker. Talk to you Monday. Chuck Curry, Doug Stephan, 59 past the hour.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.